The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Harley Carnes.
Hi there, Chris. How's it going?
Very, very well. Well, the worldwide story of the morning for us has got to be Trump and Israel.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty big deal, only because this time we have a president who promised to do it, who actually did it. Or is doing it. The president announced he will recognize that Jerusalem is Israel's capital city. What most people don't remember, perhaps, is that Bill Clinton said he would do the same thing. Mm. George W. Bush said he would do the same thing. Barack Obama said he would do the same thing. None of them did. All of them made the promise while they were campaigning, but when they got to the White House, they somehow figured out that he didn't want to do that. So the mayor of Jerusalem is thanking the president today for doing it. On the other hand, you've got Nancy Pelosi in the House who says this is Armageddon. Mm. You know, this along with tax cuts and everything else. But she thinks it's a bad thing.
Meanwhile, some Democrats forcing a vote on the impeachment of the president.
Yeah, it was fully symbolic. It doesn't have anything to do with any reality because there are only 58 Democrats who said they wanted to do it. The rest of the Democrats said no, and of course all the Republicans said no. This was actually done by a Democrat, Congressman Al Green, who really wanted to put his fellow Democrats on record as having opposed impeachment. This is to put pressure on them to try to get them to move in his direction at some point. No one really thinks that President Trump has done anything that should lead to impeachment. At least no serious legal scholar so far has made that argument. But some of the strongest to the left in Congress have certainly said so. 58 voted to do it. Now, they weren't voting on the actual articles of impeachment. This was a procedural vote, the idea that would lead to a vote on the actual proposal, which, of course, is not going to get there.
So. Yeah, I've seen more of the pictures of the wildfires in Southern California. They seem to be getting worse.
Yeah. Mark, isn't that something? I mean, Bel Air is a neighborhood in Los Angeles. It has homes burning, mansions and modest homes. Fire doesn't really care. They can't use the planes and the helicopters that they would normally use to put these fires out because the winds are so strong. These are Santa Ana winds. That means they are hot desert winds that come out of the desert, and they come blowing across those mountain passes, yep. Squeeze through, speed up, get hotter and drier, and just feed these fires.
And that's what they're doing at the moment. Thank you so much for your time, Harley.